Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola said it appears voter turnout is on pace to reach 25% by the time the polls close at 8 p.m. That would be considered a good turnout, and a far cry better than 3 weeks ago when just 15% of the city's voters went to the polls for the special election for U.S. Senate.
People see this as something tangible that they have a hand in either approving or denying, so they're really getting out there both, you know, pros and cons to try to cast their ballot.
If voters approve the MGM project today, the company can apply to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. If the referendum is defeated, the Springfield Casino project is dead. Outside many polling places, voters were greeted by sign-carrying casino proponents and opponents. Kelly Tuckey, Vice President of Public Affairs for MGM Resorts International, hopes today will be the big payoff for a sophisticated get-out-the-vote effort that saw volunteers knock on more than 28,000 doors and make thousands of phone calls. MGM is hoping for a sizable win at the polls in Springfield to demonstrate to the Gaming Commission that the project enjoys strong community backing.
The commission has made it very clear that one of their criteria is voter turnout and the amount of support from a particular community. So we want to send a strong message to Boston that it's Springfield's time.
MGM put $1 million into the pro-casino campaign, with half that going to pay for an advertising blitz. Citizens Against Casino Gaming reported raising $4,000. Reverend Peter Swar, rector of St. Mark's Episcopal Church in East Longmeadow, has been active in the anti-casino campaign in Springfield. He was stationed outside a busy polling place in the city's 16 Acres neighborhood.
My sense, though there are some exceptions, that generally people are really supportive of saying no to the casino and yes to Springfield's future.
But pro-casino sentiment appeared to be running strong among voters sampled outside several polling places.
Yes, I'm 1,000% for.
I say yeah, because it's good for the city. It's it brings an attraction to the city.
Personally, I don't really condone gambling. However, I do condone 3,000 permanent jobs and 2,000 construction jobs as well. And I think the city of Springfield does need some form of permanent employment to help revitalize the city.
Yes.
Why?
Because I think it's good for Springfield. I think it's good for Springfield. There's nothing to do here.
I voted no because the casino will bring a lot of problem to Springfield.
I was thinking about possibly voting for the casino, but after reflection, I'm going to vote against the casino because I don't think that's going to be the revitalization that the city needs.
Hard Rock International is hoping for a vote on September 10th in West Springfield for its casino proposal. No date has been announced for a vote in Palmer on the Mohegan Sun Casino project. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission expects to issue a casino license in western Massachusetts by March of 2014. Paul Todd Hill, WAMC News.